Virginia, thanks for being with us today.
Of course, Sean.
All right. First of all, let's remind people about last year's rollout. Folks will probably remember it was pretty rough, but ultimately a lot of people, millions, in fact, did get signed up, right?
Yeah, lots of people across the country, plenty right here in Indiana, younger people and minorities especially. And like anything new, it was really difficult, and it probably will be for a while. Besides just raising awareness, there were huge technical glitches with the website healthcare.gov. That's where you sign up, apply, you do everything there. There's still more than 800,000 uninsured Hoosiers. Nearly 10% of Allen County residents are uninsured, but it's already looking like this time around will probably go a bit smoother, and there's already lots of interest. I was just at the Neighborhood Health Clinic in Fort Wayne last week, and they said their first few days worth of appointments to help people were already filled up.
And now open enrollment, opened on Saturday. Are folks still experiencing those same technical glitches? Are there any other obstacles that are in people's ways this time around? Any other big changes?
Yeah, well, education, Sean. Hearsay, myth, those are all things that are still working against the system's success in a lot of ways. Lots of people still really don't know how it works at all. And a recent study showed that 90% of uninsured people didn't even know that the open enrollment date was coming. But I have met with some navigators, the people who help other people sign up. And they're super excited about this time around because the website is already working way better. In Allen County, there's even more assistance available, more providers offering plans, and it's also a lot easier to window shop for a plan. Not a lot of other changes, really. The last thing that's really key to remember this time around is if you enrolled last year, you have to re-enroll, even if you want the same plan again. But the thing is, that could be a little bit simpler of a process than that initial sign-up itself.
Now, the Affordable Care Act offers options for folks who aren't covered through their employer or they can't afford individual plans. How does the fact that Indiana didn't expand Medicaid play into all of this? Because this saga has been playing out for more than a year now.
So, Sean, Indiana's in a real spot. Only one other state is neither here nor there on expanding Medicaid, so we don't even know if and when that will happen. For now, Governor Pence has said no to expanding the program, which offers coverage to mothers, people with disabilities, people with low income. But the thing is, the federal insurance marketplace was set up assuming that states would expand Medicaid, so those people would be covered. So now there's this gap, right? So an adult with no dependents will probably be denied Medicaid in Indiana. But if that person's annual income is less than 100% of the poverty rate, so like $11,000, they are not eligible for subsidies through the marketplace either. So they'd have to pay full price. Essentially, the poorest of the poor are left with the fewest options. The only sort of consolation is they could be eligible for an exemption from that tax penalty for not having insurance at all. Again, no idea if that'll be resolved. It's a big issue here in Allen County. Lots of people falling into that range. And I've met with some of them who have tried to get coverage, and they're just really frustrated.
So if people are interested in applying for coverage, what do they do now? We know that the federal healthcare website is open. Do they just head out there?
They certainly can. Anyone can sign up or apply just on their own and manage it by themselves. If they're looking for help, CanI and the Neighborhood Health Clinic in Fort Wayne are assisting lots of people. If you go on healthcare.gov and click, you know, looking for help, it'll give you a full list of places to go that are near you. If you are headed in for an appointment, though, don't forget your tax forms and ID, and especially don't forget your patients. As we saw last year, it can be a very different experience for each individual going in. So it's sometimes best to sort of do as much research ahead of time on your own and just go in with time to spare.
WBOI's Virginia Alvino, who's been reporting on year number two of the Affordable Care Act. Virginia, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Sean.